Bachelor Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
On News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan, Austin Price getting ready to make the announcement here in just a second for the Tap the App FSU football tickets.
Mm-hmm.
And we're playing East Texas, right?
East Texas A&M.
Yeah. There you go, East Texas A&M. And they were another school name before this, weren't they?
Yeah, they were Texas A&M Commerce, and I think a lot of people would know that name because that's the team that, what was it, around 2017 that UWF lost to in the national title game.
And that was the Shinnick.
How far they've come.
The Pete Shinnick rim era, I think.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And Shinnick, then a couple years later, yeah, beat Minnesota State.
Yeah, okay. Let's go ahead and dive into the three important things you need to know about this afternoon.
Number one.
All right. The Department of Justice is making some moves. We're going to get to this story in a second. But first, today's the deadline for the city of Pensacola to remove the Black Lives Matter mural over on A Street. Mm. This is following a state mandate beginning and banning the road art. The city confirmed its compliance in a letter to FDOT last week. Now, if the city does not comply, state funds will be withheld. And I did have a source to make the trip down to A Street this afternoon just a few moments ago. A mural's still on the ground. It's still on the street, and there's nobody there to take it off. So we're going to stay on top of this in terms of, like, what are the ramifications of the state moving forward in terms of penalizing the city of Pensacola.
Right. It's a fair question.
Number two.
And the Pensacola Beach Toll Plaza scheduled for removal due to outdated equipment. The goal is to have the new toll plaza fully operational by next year's tourist season. Scambia commissioners will consider approving the recommendation to retain Mott McDonald for project oversight at the board meeting today.
Number three.
Okay, for the first time in three decades, the town of Century is set to transition to a new sanitation provider. The Century Town Council has formally endorsed the Evaluation Committee's recommendation of WastePro and has authorized Mayor Ben Boutwell to negotiate the terms of the final franchise agreement. The scheduled transition from Republic to WastePro, it should be happening around December 1st, 5:15. News Radio 92.3, usually introducing this guy with the traffic and weather, Andrew Price I'm talking about.
Austin.
I'm looking here at Andrew McKay. But Austin Price has the winner of today's Tap the App.
Yes, indeed I do. The winner of today's tickets to Florida State East Texas A&M is Cindy Kidder. Cindy Kidder.
Nice.
Congratulations, Cindy. I will be getting in touch with you very shortly with the contact information you provided, assuming you're listening right now. And I'll just need to get a little bit more information from you to put you in our database. We'll get those tickets to you as soon as possible. So how about that? Good for her. Let's see. Just about, well, it is exactly 5:15 here. Time flies when you're having
you're
fun.
You're just maneuvering this masterfully. Go ahead.
Yes, on to traffic and weather here. Let's see what we got. Luckily, not as much as we did last hour. Still got some backups on Davis Highway, traveling eastbound, merging with Scenic right in front of UWF's main entrance there. That light's still giving us trouble. Also got some on Pine Forest Road, traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. And Gulf Breeze Parkway, traveling eastbound towards Avalon Boulevard. Those are still your worst-looking spots. As for your weather, 85 degrees, low of 73 tonight. Sunny, mostly clear, for the foreseeable future, heading into your next work week. But we are going to be dealing with the highs creeping up over the course of your weekend, with highs for both Saturday and Sunday sitting at around 92 degrees.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Okay, here's that story I was thinking about Andrew McKay earlier.
Yeah, Austin McKay,
yeah. That's Austin McKay and Andrew, whatever. Escambia County is going to vote on moving ahead with plans for the Pensacola Beach Gateway Improvements Project. It's going to happen today, tonight, how you look at it. The meeting's getting underway downtown in just a few minutes. Escambia Administrator Wes Marino appearing on Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay.
We're looking at the just the gantry system, not a big overhanging architectural piece, nothing like that. Something that's efficient with some great landscaping around it. Aesthetically pleasing sidewalks and things around it coming into it. The biggest improvement I know will be the removal of the toll booth. I mean, just getting right. That eyesore out of there.
Well, the goal is to have the new toll facility up and running by next tourist season.
All right. And also, News about this first came out late yesterday. A suspect has been charged into shooting on West Gadsden Street in Pensacola last Sunday. PPD's Mike Wood says officers responded to the scene quickly when it happened and that detectives got right to work identifying the suspect. 30-year-old Robert Brewster has been charged with attempted murder, possession of a firearm by a felon, and felony criminal mischief.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
Well, Florida's becoming the first state to drop all of its vaccine mandates, and that includes requirements for kids in public schools. Dana Marie McNichol has the details from Miami.
This move eliminates vaccine mandates for childhood shots required in public schools. Florida Surgeon General Joseph Latipo calls vaccine requirements immoral.
Every last one of them is wrong and drips with disdain and slavery.
Currently, there is no federal vaccine mandate. However, Florida currently has a state law that requires students to be vaccinated against diseases like measles, mumps, polio, and whooping cough before enrolling in public schools. That means the state legislature will have to take action, voting to drop the requirement for these vaccines.
All right, and also going on your state front here, the Florida Supreme Court has unanimously denied an appeal from death row inmate Ernest Suggs, convicted in the 1990 murder of Pauline Casey, who was kidnapped from a Walton County bar. Suggs' attorney argued that a serial killer had confessed to the crime, but the court found no reasonable chance that this confession would lead to Suggs' acquittal.
Well, U.S. Attorney General Pam Bondi is announcing increased efforts to stop human smuggling crimes here in the state of Florida. Fox's Grinnell Scott has more on News Radio 92.3.
Attorney General Bondi said Florida U.S. attorneys are teaming up to stop human smuggling from Mexico, Cuba, and other nations. The cases have been investigated by Joint Task Force Alpha, which specializes in trafficking offenses. Bondi said those efforts will now be enhanced
to include our DEA, ATF, and FBI agents to this task force to give us even more manpower.
Bondi also said stronger ties with foreign law enforcement will be established. She said the effort is part of her commitment to the total elimination of transnational cartels that she made when she became attorney general. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
520 here. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. We'll be back in just a couple minutes with some of your hardest-hitting national headlines for you right here on News Radio 92.3.
Here's today's Strength for Life.
Nehemiah in the Old Testament is a great example of the familiar quote, pray like everything depends on God, but also work like everything depends on you. In Nehemiah 4, the people of God are rebuilding the wall around Jerusalem, and they're at the halfway point. After being threatened by opposition from the north, south, east, and west, Nehemiah does two equally important things. He prays to God, and then he posts guards around Jerusalem. Nehemiah clearly believes in the power of prayer as seen throughout the book, but interestingly, he also believes in the power of personal initiative. Nehemiah believes in doing what he can to solve his own problem. Nehemiah prays fervently like his success depends on God, but he also works diligently like it depends on him. Ladies and gentlemen, as you pray about your problems, remember that sometimes God's answer will be to use your personal initiative to meet your need.
For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Over a 3-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin, and over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. Stroke risk may increase. Eliquis can cause serious and potentially fatal bleeding. Don't take if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or bleed longer. A spinal injection increases blood clot risk, which may cause paralysis. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding or bruising, or back pain, tingling, numbness, muscle weakness, or incontinence. Aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
At Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola, they know you've heard of acupuncture, but what is it? Acupuncture is a time-tested holistic medicine that can help decrease pain and restore function. They treat patients suffering from chronic back pain, neuropathy, joint pain, arthritis, migraines, and so much more. They can also help with digestive disorders, infertility, anxiety, and depression. To learn more or schedule a consultation, visit awpensacola.com. Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola, where a healthier and happier you awaits.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Bray. We love doing what we do, and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Bray Jewelers.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Saturday from 9 till 2, check out the local arts and craft vendors at Bill Dixon Park. It's arts and crafts on the dock, and admission is free. See visitpensacola.com for more. The Into the Woods Artist and Farmers Marketplace event is Saturday from 10 till 4 at Magnolia Acres, 500 Petty Drive in Cantonment. Explore exceptional products and enjoy the surroundings. Find more events and submit yours at newsradio923.com.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked with Mike Wood from the Pensacola Police Department about those new license plate readers and how exactly will they be used. We seem to be reaching almost a crisis point in the Baptist Hospital demolition project. Will the Escambia County Commission add it to the agenda and take it up? We'll see. The mayor's been pressing for that. And Roy Jones Jr. gets his medal, finally. What an amazing story. Listen to all of these conversations on the News Radio Pensacola app or the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknight 7 to 10 before WEAR-TV News on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Get all the news updates within 30 minutes right here on Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
523 News Radio 92.3. Nice sunny afternoon. Temps in the upper 80s. Yeah, go ahead and enjoy yourself out there. Thanks for having us on today. Jill Nato is reporting on a big change coming to Social Security that may affect hundreds of thousands of people here in the U.S. Here's Jill.
At the end of this month, no more checks in the mail from Social Security. President Trump signed an executive order in March mandating all federal payments be made electronically starting September 30th by way of direct deposits and credit cards. The White House says checks cost more to process and they're vulnerable to fraud. Nearly 400,000 people still get check payments from Social Security, and the administration says it's contacting them to notify them of the change. The White House says some exceptions will be made for people who don't have access to digital payments. Jill Nato, Fox News.
All right, stocks ending up today. Not a bad day on the market. Hillary Barsky has your numbers on News Radio 92.3.
Stocks ending higher as private sector hiring slowed sharply in August, pointing to labor market weakness and increasing bets that the Fed will slash interest rates when it meets in a couple of weeks. Private sector hiring showed that 54,000 jobs were created in August, less than economists were forecasting. On Friday morning, the Labor Department will release the key jobs report for August. Shares of Salesforce tumbled 5%. The cloud software company reported second quarter earnings and revenue that beat forecasts, but its outlook for the third quarter disappointed. The Dow winners, Goldman Sachs, Amazon, and Home Depot. The Dow decliners, Salesforce, Boeing, and Amgen. The Dow rising 350 points. The Nasdaq higher by 210. S&P 500 up 54. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
Okay, 525, Austin Price. Looking at the weather and traffic together this afternoon.
Yep, you know, that's just the kind of guy I am, Chris. Let's see what we got here. Got some backups still on Pine Forest Road, traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. Also got some issues on I-10, traveling westbound passing the I-110 North Ramp. And on Davis Highway, this is going to be right as you're merging with Scenic in front of UWF's main entrance. Outside of those few spots, though, there's not much that's really standing out. As for your weather, sitting at around 85 degrees, going to be a low of 73 tonight. Sunny, mostly clear over the next several days, but it's going to get a little bit hotter over the weekend.
Okay, that's our fair forecast. If you're going around most of the nation today, that's not what you're going to get. What you're going to get is a chill in the air for most of the country.
Wow.
Fox meteorologist Adam Klotz has the latest Fox weather forecast.
Cooler air is moving into the upper Midwest, into the Great Lakes and the Ohio Valley. Expect below normal highs through the weekend with gusty winds tonight from Minnesota into Wisconsin and northern Illinois, and then a broader cool down spreading east. Along a trailing cold front, a marginal risk of severe weather runs from parts of the Northeast through the southern Appalachians and into the Tennessee Valley. Isolated damaging winds are going to be the main threat from late this afternoon into this evening. Monsoonal moisture keeps the southwest wet. A slight risk for flash flooding covers central and southern Arizona and portions of southern California. Adam Klotz, Fox News.
All righty, and also going on here nationally, a newly released court document showed that Idaho murderer Brian Koberger revealed his mental health diagnoses when he agreed to plead guilty. None of them had been diagnosed before the murders. They were determined in February. They include autism, OCD, ADHD, and an eating disorder.
Okay, now that Alligator Alcatraz has reopened today, there's a new migrant detention center to talk about. It's called Louisiana Lockup, and Brooke Taylor is in Angola with a story.
It is called Louisiana Lockup, and it is going to house the worst of the worst criminal illegal migrants. So we're talking murderers, traffickers, and also rapists. DHS Secretary Kristi Noem got a tour of this facility with the Attorney General Pam Bondi. We were there as they got this tour. It is going to house up to 400 illegal migrants. The facility was an abandoned camp within the notorious Louisiana Angola prison. It is the largest maximum security prison in the country. The Louisiana governor says the camp was designed to hold the most violent criminals at the prison, and it used to be used for solitary confinement.
And parts of the southwest could be seeing impacts of Hurricane Lorena. The rapidly weakening storm could bring 1 to 3 inches to parts of Arizona and New Mexico, with isolated chances of flash flooding. Lorena grew into a hurricane Wednesday and was off the west coast of Baja California, Mexico.
Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker says he is expecting National Guard troops to show up in Chicago tomorrow, as he remains defiant against President Trump's efforts to deploy troops to that city. Mike Tobin is in Chicago this afternoon.
Mayor Brandon Johnson took the position of saying Chicago does not have a violence problem. It has a problem with guns being trafficked out of red states. The Illinois governor is dedicated to his position of opposing federal intervention.
The president is begging me to call him to ask him to do something that we don't want.
Now, the Guard is not in Chicago. The Illinois National Guard so far has not received any orders about preparation or otherwise. There are some ICE agents staying at the Great Lakes Naval Base just north of Chicago.
Yeah, that's very interesting. They're up there at the Great Lakes boot camp for the Navy.
Mm.
My son used to call it Great Mistakes.
Wasn't a great spot, huh?
No, he had a ball. Oh, he loved
Can't
it.
Can't you tell by the name?
He really did. He started getting in shape for that thing months before he went into the Navy. Now, he loved it up there. Okay, Powerball tomorrow night, Saturday night, $1.7 billion. Sports coming up in 5 on News Radio, 92.3.
Fox News, I'm John Saucier. President Trump threatening to send the National Guard to Chicago this week after federalizing Washington, D.C.'s police force. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker says the president is trying to create unrest to deploy the Guard.
Part of their kind of nefarious plan is begin with ICE, cause mayhem on the ground, and by doing that, say that there's a need for military troops on the ground to protect ICE.
A drug boat off the coast of Venezuela destroyed by U.S. forces this week, killing 10 Chandaragua gang members. This happened after the Pentagon deployed warships to the Caribbean. Here's Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth.
100,000 Americans were killed each year under the previous administration because of an open border and open drug traffic flow. That is an assault on the American people.
America is listening to Fox News.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute, sponsored by BetMGM. Own your moment. Make it legendary. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. I took the Chiefs once again coming out of the AFC. Now for the NFC, give me the Eagles, Vikings, Buccaneers, and 49ers winning their divisions, with the Lions, Packers, and Rams snagging all 3 NFC wildcard spots. And in Super Bowl 60, I have Kansas City meeting the Minnesota Vikings, with Patrick Mahomes capturing his 4th Lombardi trophy. I'm Zach Gelb.
Welcome to the end of summer sale at AutoZone. We're celebrating the end of long days and short nights with big deals for a short time, like car wash. Right now, you can save 20% on the Armor All Complete Car Wash Kit. Need new brakes? Duralast brake pads are free with the purchase of Duralast rotors. We've also got oil deals and more. We're ending the summer right with the end of summer sale at AutoZone. Get in the zone, AutoZone. Restrictions apply.
While retinitis pigmentosa takes Mark's vision, his family gives him hope, whether at the family business or at home with his wife and sons. He knows he's not fighting alone. For 50 years, the Foundation Fighting Blindness has funded research into treatments and cures for blinding retinal diseases, providing hope to people with vision loss. And for Mark, winning the fight means being there for his family. The Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we're winning. Help us end blinding diseases at fightingblindness.org.
Delicious seafood is what you'll find at Davis Catfish House. Davis Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish, fresh Gulf seafood, and delicious homemade sides. Weekday specials include 2 times Tuesday, 6 free shrimp added to the 6-piece dinner. Wednesdays offer lunch basket specials. And everybody's favorite, Shrimp-tastic Thursday, $5 off all you can eat shrimp. Serving fresh seafood daily. Visit Davis Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton. See you at David's.
Summer's heating up, and so is the menu at Sonny's Barbecue. This is Eldon with Sonny's. Sink your teeth into delicious competition-style St. Louis ribs, smoked to perfection and ready for a standing ovation. Or try the new barbecue slider sampler. 3 bold sandwiches and 1 happy belly. Feeling a little tangy? Grab the Tennessee Vinegar Pulled Pork Sandwich. It's got a zip that you won't soon forget. Don't forget to save room for the strawberry corn cakes. They're sweet, seasonal, and only for summer. Visit sunnysbarbecue.com for the location nearest you.
News Radio 92.3 is proud to be a partner in the success of a lot of local businesses. We want your business to be part of this success story in 2025 with our unique platform to showcase your powerful message. Every day, News Radio's Pensacola Expert Panel provides an opportunity unlike any other. Hi, I'm Meg, host of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Let us help you share your message. Contact us to get you and your business part of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Call 850-262-6000.
Want to score tickets to see Florida State take on East Texas A&M on Saturday, September 6th? Tap the app with News Radio 92.3. Just download our News Radio Pensacola app and Monday through Friday from 5 a.m. to 5 p.m., tap that app for your chance to win. Each day you enter brings you one step closer to being in the stands. The winner will be announced live at 5:15 p.m. on Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. Download, then tap that app. Tap that app. The News Radio Pensacola app. And get ready for game day with News Radio 92.3.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Mama said, don't give up. It's a little complicated. All tied up,
no more love. And I'd hate to see you waiting. This is Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Now, here's today's top three local trending stories. Number one.
All righty. Well, today's the deadline for the city of Pensacola to remove the Black Lives Matter mural on A Street. Following a state mandate banning road art, the city confirmed its compliance in a letter to FDOT last week. If the city does not comply, state funds will be withheld.
Number two.
The Pensacola Beach Toll Plaza is scheduled for removal due to outdated equipment. Now, the goal is to have the new toll plaza fully operational by next year's tour season. Scammy commissioners will consider approving the recommendation to retain Mott McDonald for project oversight, and they're going to do this at the board meeting in just less than an hour from right now.
Number three.
And for the first time in 3 decades, the town of Century is set to transition to a new sanitation provider. The Century Town Council has formally endorsed the evaluation committee's recommendation of Waste Pro and has authorized Mayor Ben Boutwell to negotiate the terms of the final franchise agreement. The scheduled transition from Republic to Waste Pro is anticipated for December 1st.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
We keep talking about this very important Escambia Commissioners meeting tonight downtown. Here's something else they're going to be considering. The commissioners may finally answer if they're in, or they're out of the $16 million Baptist demolition project This is a story being reported this afternoon by P&J. Escambia County may finally decide whether to contribute to the city's demolition of the old Baptist Hospital property with a last-minute proposal by Escambia Commissioner Lumen May. This comes a month after Mayor Reeves said it was essentially now or never for the county to be a part of the demolition and future redevelopment of the hospital site. The county may vote tonight to fund that project. We're going to see. It'll be coming down, like I said, less than an hour, even though it is not on the commission's published agenda.
And speaking of Escambia County taking action, they've been making progress in cleaning up derelict vessels in Bayou Chico, the county's largest dumping ground of unwanted boats. However, people continue to anchor and abandon vessels in the waterway almost as soon as the county clears out others. Abandoned and derelict boats can pollute and clog waterways, attract squatters, and damage property if they were to break loose in a storm.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Fox Sports Update.
Eagles, Cowboys, NFL season begins tonight, 8:20 Eastern Time in Philadelphia at Lincoln Financial Field. The 2025 NFL season will begin. The reigning Super Bowl champion Eagles favored by 8.5 points over the Cowboys. This is the first of back-to-back nights of NFL games. Tomorrow in Sao Paulo, Brazil, the Chiefs will face the Chargers. 1 year ago, the Eagles played in the Friday game in Brazil, beat the Packers, and then went on to win the Super Bowl. The New York Giants have reached an agreement to sell a 10% minority interest in the team to the Koch family, which last year purchased a 15% stake in BSE Global, which owns the Brooklyn Nets and New York Liberty. Approval of the sale could happen next month at a league owners meeting. Tennis, U.S. Open semifinals are all set. American Amanda Anisimova, who upset Iga Świątek Wednesday, will face Naomi Osaka, who eliminated Carolina Mahova Wednesday. In men's action, world number one ranked Jannik Sinner beat fellow Italian Lorenzo Musetti in straight sets to reach the semis against Felix Auger-Aliassime. Osaka and Anisimova will play their semifinals match tonight after the first women's semi between American Jessica Pegula and Aryna Sabalenka, who beat Pegula in last year's U.S. Open final. Baseball, not only did the Red Sox lose Wednesday to the Guardians 8-1, Boston manager Alex Cora shared that Sox rookie Roman Anthony won't play again in the regular season. Anthony placed on the 10-day injured list with a strained oblique muscle. 21-year-old rookie batted .292 with 8 home runs and 32 RBIs in 71 games. Alex Cora said injuries like the one Anthony has typically require 4 to 6 weeks recovery time. The Blue Jays increased their lead atop the AL East to 3.5 games over the Yankees and Red Sox. Yankees gave away a 4-1 lead to Houston, beaten by the Astros 8-7, 4 hits by Yordan Alvarez. Astros now 4 games over the Mariners atop the AL West. Seattle lost to Tampa 9-4. For more scores, stories, and features, go to foxsports.com. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
All right, I wanted to give you some more info on this, along with a correction from last hour. The Eagles raising their second-ever championship banner against the rival Cowboys from Philadelphia. Of course, Philly blew out the Chiefs in Super Bowl 59 to prevent the league's first three-peat. Dallas, meanwhile, had a very different story. They're just trying to get back to the playoffs after finishing last season 7-10. But coverage of the first regular season NFL game for this year starts at 6 p.m. on ESPN Pensacola. We told you last hour 5 p.m. No, 6 p.m. on our sister station, ESPN Pensacola. That's 99.1 FM, 1330 AM, or the absolutely free ESPN Pensacola mobile app.
Okay, let me talk about some local sports here. I know you're interested. The Wahoos dropping another road game to Biloxi 5-2 Wednesday evening. There are now 10 regular season games left in the 25 season. Pensacola resumes their series against Biloxi again tonight on the road. High school football, Tate taking on Pensacola High. Should be a good one. They'll kick this one off at 7. Aggies coming off a 48-13 win over Gulf Breeze last Friday night. PHS not having such an early start. Good season, 0-2. Also Milton at Booker T. Washington. Big schedule on the Friday night high school football schedule. Tallahassee Godby at Pensacola Catholic. West Florida at Fort Walton Beach. Pace at Gulf Breeze. Niceville at Pine Forest. The ESPN Pensacola game of the week.
That's a big one.
Kickoff at 7 o'clock on that one. You're working on that broadcast, aren't you?
Yep.
Okay. And Freeport at Northview and the last game, Baker at Central. Bye weeks, you're not going to hear from Escambia. Gators preparing for the September 12th matchup against Panama City Bay. Navarre, the Raiders prepping for the September 12th matchup against Panama City Mosley. And Jay, the Royals are prepping for their matchup against Baker. That also is on September 12th.
All righty. And lastly here, more changes being made to the NBA All-Star Game for the upcoming season. ESPN reports that the format for the All-Star Game is likely to be a round-robin tournament that features two USA teams and one world team that are each made up of eight players. The NBA and Players Union presented the format to the league's competition committee yesterday. The two USA teams and one world squad would play each other in 12-minute quarter games. The 2026 All-Star Game will be played in L.A. at the Intuit Dome on February 15th.
Here's today's health news.
Justice Department's ramping up its crackdown on the so-called gender-affirming care for minors, backing a yet-to-be-introduced bill known as the Victims of Chemical or Surgical Mutilation Act. That's a long story for you. Mike Emanuel has the details from Washington.
It would give former patients up to 25 years after their 18th birthday or 4 years after new detransition-related costs to sue. Dr. Steve Ward is a senior fellow with Do No Harm.
The long-term risks and side effects, the harms of puberty blockers and cross-sex hormones and surgical procedures, that's been well known and studied and documented. So we're now getting to the point where we have some more formality in order to help hold these practitioners accountable.
Tennessee Republican Senator Marsha Blackburn is saying the bill will be introduced soon to stop what she calls this abuse of children. In Washington, Mike Emanuel, Fox News.
And screen time with electronic devices can result in changes to people's skin over time. A dermatologist at the Cleveland Clinic says the blue light devices give off can potentially lead to fine lines and dark spots. Dr. Shilpi Katarpal says it can also accelerate aging, and darker skin types can be more prone to hyperpigmentation. She suggests that folks can use a sunscreen with iron oxide, reduce screen time, and lower the brightness of devices.
Getting kids to and from school can be extremely stressful for a lot of parents. Chris Foster reports on a new released survey.
56% of parents report feeling stress about school transportation at least sometimes. 35% say they've missed work over it. 11% say they've lost a job, mostly women without college educations. The poll is conducted by the Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs Research and Hop Skip Drive, that's a ride-sharing service for kids. 44% of school administrators say the number of students who qualify for school-provided transportation has gone up over the last 5 years. At the same time, 8 in 10 say bus driver shortages are a problem. 32% of parents say there is no school bus service in their area. Chris Foster, Fox News.
All right, 545, News Radio 92.3, and Austin Price in with the weather and traffic together this afternoon.
Yeah, you know, typically around this time every afternoon, we see a lot of our traffic issues start to die down. I wish I could say that's what we were seeing right now, but it's actually not the case. We do have an accident reported at the intersection of Pine Forest Road and 9 Mile Road, causing some backups on 9 Mile. That's going to be if you are traveling westbound. Also have some issues at the intersection of Mobile Highway and Blue Angel Parkway, and still got some lingering at Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Avalon Boulevard. Last major spots, Highway 90 traveling eastbound passing Avalon heading towards Glover Lane. As for your weather, 85 degrees, low of 73 tonight. Next several days are going to be sunny, mostly clear, just like what we've had recently, but we're going to see the temperatures creep up a bit more come Saturday and Sunday. High is going to be sitting at around 92.
Okay, let me just fill you in on what's going on from the National Hurricane Center. They're reporting that wave in the Atlantic has now become Invest 91L, 90% chance of developing as it moves west-northwest, likely becoming Tropical Storm Gabriel by the weekend. This will be the seventh named storm of 2025. Now, for now, most of the computer models showing the system curving to the north, like the path of Hurricane Erin, the Gulf of America currently showing no tropical activity. Now, with that said, tropical storm in the Pacific, bringing heavy rains to the Mexico area, with a chance of flash flooding to parts of the southwestern part of the U.S. Christian Goodwin, following this story for you.
The National Hurricane Center says former Hurricane Lorena will continue to weaken, but will bring a life-threatening risk of flash flooding and mudslides to parts of Mexico's Baja California Peninsula. Downgraded to a tropical storm, forecasters say it has sustained winds of 70 miles per hour, noting parts of western Mexican states, including Baja California and Sonora, could see up to 15 inches of rain into Friday. With the storm's track still uncertain, the Weather Center also notes parts of Arizona and New Mexico could see up to 5 inches of rain, issuing watches for isolated flash flooding into Saturday. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Here's today's business news.
Fresh reading on the job market. Not pretty whatsoever. Very disappointing. Here's Jenny Casola.
Private job creation cooled in August as measured by payroll processing company ADP. It says just 54,000 new jobs were created last month, down from July and weaker than expected. Manufacturing jobs declined in August. However, people were making more. Pay was up 4.4% compared with a year ago. ADP's chief economist Nela Richardson says average hours worked declined, which suggests employers are avoiding layoffs but cutting back on work. Also, new claims for unemployment benefits for the week ending August 30th rose to 237,000, more than expected. The monthly employment report is released on Friday. Jenny Coselda, Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. President Donald Trump is hosting 24 leaders in the tech and business sector for an inaugural event in the White House's renovated Rose Garden today. Invitees include Meta founder Mark Zuckerberg, Apple CEO Tim Cook, Microsoft founder Bill Gates, and OpenAI founder Sam Altman. Lululemon shares plunging in extended trading today after the company provided a much worse than expected full year outlook. Lululemon says it expects full fiscal year earnings of $12.77 to $12.97 a share, which is well below the Wall Street estimates of $14.45 a share. Stocks rose today as traders await the jobs report from August following a weak private payrolls report today. The Dow up 350 points, the S&P 500 grew by 53, and the Nasdaq added more than 200. Crude oil futures for October are down there above 63 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
All right, good afternoon, everybody. You're listening to News Radio 92.3. A lot of excitement over at P&S this afternoon. Breeze Airways began nonstop flights from Pensacola to Bentonville, Fayetteville, Arkansas today, with Memphis service starting up tomorrow. Breeze was recently honored as one of the world's most innovative companies of 2025 and ranked number 3 best domestic airline by Travel and Leisure magazine.
And Lego has unveiled its most expensive set ever. The new Lego Star Wars Death Star Ultimate Collector Series set will cost $1,000. It consists of a staggering 9,023 pieces and 38 minifigures. When built, half of the space station is open to feature iconic scenes from Star Wars. The set will go on sale for Lego insiders first on October 1st and then October 4th for everyone else.
Okay, we were talking about airlines here a second ago. U.S. airlines may no longer have to refund passengers for delays. The companies are found to be responsible for. Grinnell Scott explains on News Radio 92.3.
The Trump administration says it will not move forward with the requirement for air carriers to compensate customers for disruptions the carriers cause. The Biden administration last December sought public comment on whether passengers should get cash refunds, as much as $300 for minimum three-hour delays and nearly $800 for longer disruptions. Earlier this year, a trade group asked the Trump administration on behalf of the major domestic carriers and others to end that Biden-era policy proposal. The White House said current USDOT and administration priorities are behind the proposal's withdrawal. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
And also going on the business front here, American workers growing increasingly stressed about debt and finances. That's according to a new Bank of America survey that showed 47% of people with jobs felt financially secure. That's down from just 52% in January, though. Three quarters of workers are worried about the state of the economy overall.
All right. Here's another concern when you talk about people being concerned, especially about the economy, finances. Some middle-class Americans questioning whether the magic of Disneyland can still fit into their vacation budget. Max Gordon has a report from Anaheim, California.
Pricing at Disneyland is based on demand, and while the price for admission on low-demand days has stayed stable for the past 6 years, the price for high-demand days has been going up. According to MickeyVisit.com, single-day one-park tickets can reach as high as $206, with these highest-priced tickets increasing in cost by $110 over the past 10 years. But prices aren't stopping visitors. According to Disney CEO Bob Iger, visitation to Disneyland has reached around 30 million people per year. Disney sent a statement to Fox Business saying for more than 70 years, Disney parks have welcomed families from all walks of life by offering a wide range of ticket, hotel, and dining options to fit different budgets, and that commitment will never change. In Anaheim, California, Max Gordon, Fox Business.
All righty, 5:52 here. We'll take one last quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. We'll be back in just a few minutes with some of your hardest-hitting pop culture notes, some more frivolous headlines for you, and one final check of your roads and weather for this hour right here on News Radio 92.3.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College on the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 10 a.m. Key Marine Center is sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service Technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. It's a dream team, so join them tomorrow at 10 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Corporal John Vail was on patrol when his truck flipped.
I realized I can't move my legs.
When John arrived at the VA, Paralyzed Veterans of America was there to advocate for him and help John with his claim. PVA has helped hundreds of thousands of veterans get the care and benefits they've earned, and their service is free. If you need help with a claim or just navigating the system, contact us at pva.org.
Tune in to Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income. Financial security is about more than investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors.
ADX Communications, the family-owned broadcaster behind Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, ESPN Pensacola, and Pensacola's Playlist, is looking for our next great electronics technician. You'll handle the installation, maintenance, and repair of studio and transmitter gear, network systems, and more, keeping our award-winning radio stations sounding their very best. We offer competitive pay, medical, dental, and vision coverage, a 401k with company match, plus paid vacation and holidays. If you have the skills, the drive, and the passion for serving our community, apply now at catcountry987.com. That's catcountry987.com. ADX Communications, serving our communities and looking for you. If you love electronics, reach out today. ADX Communications is an equal opportunity employer.
Stream us online at newsradio923.com or download the News Radio Pensacola app.
Chris and Austin for Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
.555. All right, let's kind of head on in here, Pensacola. Austin Price, been a nice day today. He has weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Indeed, I do. Hopefully, it's not looking too bad. It was giving us some trouble recently here. Looks like a lot of our issues are starting to die down, but we did have an accident reported on 9 Mile Road. This is going to be if you are traveling westbound towards the intersection with Pine Forest Road. Outside of that, in Gulf Breeze Parkway near Avalon Boulevard, there's not much holding you up at this time, though. As for your weather, sitting at around 85 degrees, going to be a low of 73 tonight. Sunny, mostly clear for the next several days, just like we've had recently, but it's going to get a bit warmer come the weekend.
Here's today's pop culture news.
Okay, American Eagle stock is up, way up. Thanks, it says, to an ad featuring Sydney Sweeney. Kelly Sabrini has more for us.
The brand CEO said in earnings yesterday, quote, "We are the American jeans brand, and the numbers reflect that the ad was a success. Both revenue and earnings per share had beat analyst expectations. The ad, which sparked controversy when it debuted 6 weeks ago, featured blonde-haired, blue-eyed actress Sweeney saying the following line, jeans are passed down from parents to offspring, and then the ad goes on to say, and my jeans are blue. So shares jumped nearly 25% in after-hours trading Wednesday after American Eagle posted earnings. The Denim brand stock had been down 18.3% this year through Wednesday's market close.
And it's shaping up to be a big fall for Bruce Springsteen fans. The Rock and Roll Hall of Famer announced he will release Nebraska 82 Expanded Edition on October 17th. The box set will include the mythical Electric Nebraska recordings with the E Street Band, as well as a recently recorded video performance of the entire Nebraska album. On Thursday, Springsteen released the version of Born in the USA that will appear on Electric Nebraska.
Okay, if you like The Office sitcom, you're going to love The Paper. It's landed on Peacock. Michelle Polino has the report on News Radio 92.3.
The Paper brings the mockumentary style of The Office back for a new series that centers on the quirky staff of a struggling local newspaper, led by Domhnall Gleeson, who stars as Ned Sampson, an ambitious editor-in-chief as he works to get the paper and his staff on the right track.
How many of you have actually written for a paper before?
I wrote a paper in junior high.
Not quite the same thing.
I've tweeted.
You've tweeted?
I'm in a group text.
This is terrific.
The show carries DNA from The Office with creator Greg Daniels returning as co-creator, executive producer, and showrunner, and original cast member Oscar Nunez reprising his role. Peacock has already renewed the paper for a second season. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
And an alleged haunted house that inspired the Conjuring movies is now available for overnight stays. Why would you do this? The house in Monroe, Connecticut, is the former home of the late paranormal investigators Ed and Lorraine Warren and has since become the Warren Occult Museum. The museum contains hundreds of haunted artifacts, including the Annabelle doll from the Conjuring movies. Tickets for overnight stays at the Conjuring House go on sale Friday. Every overnight guest at the house will be required to sign a physical liability waiver as well as a spiritual liability waiver.
Okay, something went terribly wrong last week out in the Nevada desert. A person who was found dead at the Burning Man Festival has been identified. Tanya J. Powers has more.
Pershing County, Nevada sheriff's officials say Vadim Kruglov, who is 37 and from Russia, was the victim of a homicide. His body was found on Saturday night on the ground in a pool of blood, according to the sheriff's office. An investigation is ongoing, along with the search for the person responsible. Officials say Kruglov's family in Russia has been notified. Burning Man Festival organizers said in a statement that they are cooperating with law enforcement. The event is held in the Black Rock Desert in Nevada and creates a temporary city that was dismantled when the festival ended on September 1st, making the investigation more difficult. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Okay, let me just remind you, Powerball $1.7 billion. Take-home is $770 million. Drawing goes out Saturday. Now, tomorrow night, Mega Millions, $336 million. $151 million, that's your cash option going out. Both drawings, 10 p.m. Play wisely and good luck to you. And congratulations to Cindy Kitter.
Yeah.
She won those FSU East Texas A&M tickets today. By the way, that game, 11 a.m. at Dope Campbell in Tallahassee. More tickets throughout the week on News Radio 92.3. Have a great afternoon. News coming up next.
Stream us at newsradio923.com. News Radio 92.3. WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.